Roger Lunchbug to Manchester United today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest.
And the Moose.
And we're here for another episode of footballpredictions.net podcast. And we're covering MLS games from the 5th to the 8th of July 2024. God, it's July already. What have we got lined up today, Moose?
Wow, we got some games lined up. We have a bit of overspill from the current round and then the upcoming match round in the MLS, starting with FC Dallas, Portland Timbers tonight. Colorado Rapids at home to Sporting Kansas City. LA Galaxy takes on Los Angeles FC, local derby there. And then we have next game round, Orlando City at home to DC United. Philadelphia Union takes on New York Red Bulls. Cincinnati takes on Inter Miami. Montreal takes on Whitecaps. Columbus Crew takes on Toronto FC. Austin FC takes on New York City FC. Real Salt Lake takes on Atlanta United. Seattle Sounders takes on New England Revolution. And then Los Angeles travels to Houston Dynamo. FC Dallas goes to Sporting Kansas City. San Jose Earthquakes takes on Chicago Fire. Colorado Rapids takes on St. Louis City. Portland Timbers takes on Nashville. And finally, LA Galaxy takes on Minnesota United.
Yes, and you can see all the details for all these so many matches that we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, of course, footballpredictions.net, along with fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z.
Yeah, and on our website, you can see where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as match odds from local bookmakers.
Yeah, look in the description of this podcast and you'll find all the direct clickable links to all the matches that we're going to discuss. So, you can shortcut it just by going into the description and clicking on the links, which you can listen to us if you want as well. Geolocation and live streaming rules do apply. 18 plus, gamble aware. Right, let's get straight stuck into it. And FC Dallas are playing Portland Timbers. This is on Friday, the 5th of July for us in the UK at 1:30 in the morning. You can watch it on Bet365, live streamed and subscription free. So if you've not joined them, use the bonus code FP365 and you can watch that subscription free. Portland Timbers. So the visitors here are in fine form coming into this game. Yeah. They've won the last three in a row and haven't lost in their last six at all, as opposed to Dallas, who, unfortunately for them at home, they just had a loss to Cincinnati in their last game,
yep,
which was on Sunday morning. And that followed their visit to Seattle Sounders, in which they also lost by a goal. So coming a little bit unstuck, aren't they, Dallas, at the minute?
Yeah. But like you said, Portland Timbers, good form. Last time out, a 3-2 win at home to Minnesota. We had 2-1. So we predicted that one, didn't we? Both teams to score over 2.5 and a Portland Timbers home win. But yeah, they're traveling to Dallas. They lost the last two games at home to Cincinnati latest. We had under 2.5. It ended under 2.5. We actually predicted that they were going to lose at Seattle as well with 3-2. We had 2-1. But yeah, at the end of the day, we had that one correct in terms of both teams to score over 2.5. If you look at the latest results, much will talk for Portland Timbers in this game. They've unbeaten in 7. The last defeat was away from home at Minnesota mid-May. But they're playing a Dallas team that's actually quite strong at home. Like, they did have that defeat to Cincinnati, but overall, FC Dallas is quite a good home team. They've only lost 1 out of the last 7 at home. So it's not going to be, probably not going to turn out the way that the form kind of could be taking you down this one.
Yeah. I mean, Dallas, we talk about the home record. They did have that blip. But let's face it, it's not that frequent that teams have 2 blips in a row, is it? That was a narrow loss against Cincinnati. They didn't score, which is unusual for Dallas because think the last time they didn't score was over a month ago when they played away to Los Angeles FC. So, yeah, we're looking at this one thinking that even though Portland have been in great form, home and away, they are a bit better at home than they are away. And we think that Dallas actually will be able to make a bit of a comeback and win this one, don't we?
Yeah, I think if we look at Cincinnati, I mean, Cincinnati's second in the league in the Eastern Conference and have been in really strong form. So I think for Dallas to pull anything out from that game was always going to be a difficult task. And against Portland, it's a winnable game for Dallas and they need to get back on track. And we actually think they will be doing it. We think Dallas is going to win 2-1, so a narrow win, but again, goals. So over 2.5, both teams to score, but a Dallas home win.
Yeah, and I think the bet on this one probably for me would be that the pick would be a both teams to score prediction. That's available, actually, the odds on that 1.57. So that's pretty good. Those are odds. Actually, the best ones are from Bet365 at the minute. So
yeah,
that's what we think will happen in the FC Dallas versus Portland Timbers game. So we've also got on Friday, the 5th at 2:30 in the morning for UK viewers, Colorado Rapids take on Sporting Kansas City. Again, one that's available on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you want to watch it for free, subscription free. And
I think our listeners should definitely listen up for this one, because the last two predictions that we had for both of these teams were bang on. So Los Angeles FC at home to Colorado Rapids. Well, Colorado lost that game, but we actually said they were going to lose 3-0, and they lost 3-0 in that game.
We did.
And Sporting Kansas City at home to Austin, we said Sporting Kansas were going to win 2-0, and they won 2-0. In the previous away game, Sporting Kansas, and this is the story of Sporting Kansas really recently, really like away from home, the terrible form, and they lost 4-0 at Columbus Crew. We had them to lose to Nell, but only 2-0. But yeah, they lost 4-0 in that game. Colorado, the last two home matches, they've won, and we predicted them to win both of those as well against Montreal and Austin. So it's a really interesting game. Like, both of these teams, they don't draw much. And,
no, they don't draw much. But, you know, one thing's for sure, that Colorado at home seem to be a very high-scoring team. And it's really strange because I know in the last game against LAFC, they got beaten 3-0, which we predicted exactly like you mentioned. But at home in the last game before that, they won 4-1 against Montreal. And that game, they did score three goals actually away against St. Louis City as well. So, and then the game before that, we know they scored two in a 2-0 win against Austin. Yep. So they're pretty handy at home. Scoring shouldn't be a problem for them. Kansas City, Sporting KC, on the other hand, they're a bit of a strange mix of a team from week to week. And we saw that we got the exact score for the 2-0 win against Austin last week, but they got smashed, didn't they? 4-0 by Columbus Crew just a week before.
Yeah,
we did predict them to lose that one, but only by 2-0, but they end up really, really going for it. But it's they seem to be able to be involved in quite a few not both teams to score those games anyway.
Well, yeah, and away from home, they're just in shocking form, right? They got 7 defeats in a row away from home. Probably some of our listeners thought, like that home win we predicted for them last week, where did that come from? But they pulled it off, and at home they are a slightly different team. But yeah, we believe that they're going to go to Colorado and get another beating.
We do. And we think it's going to be a repeat, actually. It's going to be a reverse, actually, of the Colorado Rapids last score, as in they lost 3-0 away, Colorado Rapids. But we think because they're at home and because Sporting KC have got such a terrible away record, that it's going to be 3-0 to Colorado Rapids, right? And also, not just the win. I mean, you can get the win for 1.57 as decimal odds for Colorado Rapids. But we think the over 2.5 is probably a quite a good bet on this one, and you get that at 1.5 decimal odds. But if you did end up wanting to go for the correct score of 3-0, you can get a huge 13 or 12-1. So, yeah, considering we got both of these teams' previous scores exactly right, might be worth a small amount on that one as well. Obviously, correct scores are very tricky, but we're quite proud of our record. And, yeah, you could see how that one goes for yourselves. But, yeah, 3-0 we've gone for in that game. Next, we have LA Galaxy, and they are having a derby against another LA team, Los Angeles FC. Should be quite exciting. It's on Friday, 5th of July, 3:30 in the morning UK time, so probably not one that I'll be watching live. Watch it on Bet365. You can see it subscription-free. Use the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. And this should be a cracker, actually, shouldn't it, looking at the both of their forms coming to this?
Yeah, this will be a very, very interesting game and to watch, especially both teams, great form, top of the Western Conference with 40 points. They're sharing that first spot together with Real Salt Lake on 40 points. But yeah, this is a real derby. It'll be a really interesting game to follow. But yeah, both teams and good form. So a tricky one to predict. Last time out, Los Angeles or LA Galaxy, they've won the last two away games. And although we thought they would struggle a bit at San Jose, they beat them 3-0. And the same at Real Salt Lake, they beat them 1-0. Los Angeles FC, similarly, some very strong results at home here in the last two games against Colorado Rapids, 3-0, and then 6-2 against San Jose Earthquake. So really two teams, great form. That last Los Angeles result we predicted spot on. We had 3-0 to beat Colorado. But yeah, what going into this one, I mean, really, really interesting. And what are we looking at results-wise? What do we think?
Well, you'd be forgiven for picking any of these results, you know, win, loss, or draw, because they're so close in the table. However, if you do look at the table, LAFC are top, but with a game to spare. So they've lost four games, but they've won 12. So they're pretty handy at getting over the line. And we actually favour LAFC to take this one. They are, of course, playing away. Given all factors that we've looked at, we feel that LAFC will actually go there and get the win. Tension should be high. And also for the score, we think it will be close. That's why I said, you know, it could go anyway. But we think it's going to be a 2-1 win to LAFC over Galaxy. And for the win, actually, for the LAFC win, you can get 2.25 in the odds and decimal odds, which is pretty handy. But we're probably thinking of both teams, the score would be a good tip. And 1.4 is what you can get for that at Bet365. Correct score, if you're interested in the 2-1, the away win, you can get 9.5 on that one. So, yeah, you happy with those?
Yeah, definitely. Los Angeles, they are in, like you cannot say they're in slightly better form. They're both in really good form, but we do think that Los Angeles FC will edge LA Galaxy in this one. And I also think that both teams who score in a derby like this is a very likely outcome.
Yeah, exactly. Next up, we've got Orlando City, and they are hosting DC United. This one is on at 12:30 on Sunday, the 7th of July, UK time. You can watch it on Bet365. Use that bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. You can watch it subscription-free. You can just watch it by having deposited any unit of currency or having placed a bet in the last 24 hours, which is a really good offer they've got going there. DC United have been struggling a lot, and they need something, but I'm not sure where it's going to come from. Whereas Orlando City have been picking up the odd win. They did have it. They've been quite good. They had that away win, didn't they, against Toronto this morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Orlando has picked up a little bit of late. Like you said, DC United, terrible form. They lost. They've not won one of their last 10 matches now. The last win is back in May at Atlanta. But overall they're just in terrible form, and they keep shipping goals. They let in 9 goals across the last 3 games, and yeah, they're meeting an Atlanta team that traveled to Toronto and beat them 2-1. Prior to that, like, their most recent home game was a 4-2 win at home to Chicago Fire, and we predicted that. We said Orlando was going to win that game, and they did. They then went to New York City and lost, which we also said they were going to probably lose New York City. And then they surprised us a little bit at Toronto. But yeah, DC United, not in very good form. They lost 7 of the last 10. And
yeah, the bottom of the league, of the conference, Eastern Conference, are they? Only 4 wins, but tellingly 10 losses and 8 draws.
Yeah.
So not very impressive.
Nope.
And we've kind of gone accordingly. This one seems to be a kind of a clear cut case, doesn't it, for who's going to win? Orlando at home, DC United with that horrible record everywhere, home and away.
Yeah.
And we think they're going to be goals, but we think they're all going to be on for one team, don't we?
Yeah, we're going to go with an Orlando City 3-0 win. So still, we think over 2.5 goals, but no, both teams to score in this one. Orlando City to win 2-0. DC United won't get a goal here. But yeah, I think an outcome result of Orlando City win seems like a good prediction for this one.
Yeah, 3-0 is what we've got. If you went for a correct score on that, you get 13 in decimal or 12-1. So that would be something for the risk takers. But we think in this case it's going to be over 2.5 goals, because we think Orlando will score a few. So that would make it a good bet on at odds of 1.57 at Bet365. So let's see how that one goes. But we think the win will be surely on for Orlando.
Yep.
Next, we've got Philadelphia Union, and they take on New York Red Bulls. This one's on 7th of July. That's Sunday morning for us here, UK, at 12:30. And you can watch that one again on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365. Yeah, you're about to say.
Well, I was just going to say Philadelphia Union, they have been shipping a lot of goals recently. Their last 2 away games, they lost 4-3 at Chicago Fire. We said that was going to be a both teams to score, and a defeat for Philadelphia, they lost. We had both teams to score at Montreal. They lost 4-2 in that one. But yeah, 5 defeats in a row now for Philadelphia. But they can score goals. I think that's still a takeaway from Philadelphia. They can score goals, but they also tend to just ship at least one more than they should in order to get a point out of these games. New York Red Bulls, they've kind of been stalling a little bit away from home, just 1 win in the last 6. And yeah, they dropped off a little bit in the Eastern Conference. They were kind of up there together with Inter Miami and Cincinnati, but there's a clear gap now between them and the top teams in that conference. Because yeah, they've not been in particularly good form of late, even though they have only lost 1 of the last 7, but they have a lot of draws. They've drawn 3 out of the last 4. So yeah, only picked up 6 points in the last 5 matches, New York Red Bull. So they kind of a little bit of a sticky patch at the moment.
Yeah. And in recent weeks we've seen a lot of goals, as you mentioned. And quite a few draws. The Red Bulls obviously, they drew 2-2 in the last game. They drew 2-2 against Montreal in the game, 2 games previous to that. And they drew against Nashville in the game prior to that. So these, apart from the Nashville one, they all included, a couple of goals. The Union have got, they always seem to be in high-scoring games. I think the only game there they didn't score in recent times, there was the 2-0 loss to Charlotte. But other than that, what they scored 3 last or this morning. They scored a couple in that loss to Montreal. They scored 3 again against Cincinnati. And they scored 2 against Montreal in the other game against them. So looking at all that, we feel this would be a high-scoring game. But actually, we can't separate them, can we?
I think there will definitely be goals in this game. But yeah, you're right. We can't really separate them, which is why we're going for a high-scoring draw. We're going for 2-2. I think if you look at the New York Red Bulls, especially away in the last three games, like they had that defeat at New England Revolution, who were kind of bottom at the Eastern Conference at the time. And similarly, Montreal also sort of hanging outside of the final series playoffs in the Eastern Conference. So they've not traveled well recently. They seem to struggle a little bit against the teams in the bottom half of the conference, which is also where we find Philadelphia Union.
Yeah, indeed. And so in our actual prediction, we've gone for a draw, high scoring draw. For that, we've got a 3.8 odds if you wanted to go for a draw. Fairly good. But actually, we feel that the tip probably for this game would be both teams to score, because it could be a 1-1, could be a 2-2, could be a 3-3. We've gone for a 2-2. But in terms of the both teams to score prediction, we think that's the pick of them. And you can get that for 1.62 in decimal odds. If you did want to go for the 2-2 draw, you can get 13. Or 12-1. So yeah,
I'm tempted.
Draws always a good. If you can get them, yeah, why not? But yeah, I wouldn't go big on it. But yeah, let's see how it pans out. Shall we move on to the next game, which is FC Cincinnati, and they are hosting Inter Miami.
Inter
Miami. And Sunday, this is on 7th of July at 12:30 in the morning for us. You can watch it again on Bet365. Use that bonus code FP365 if you're new to them. And you can watch that subscription free. And Miami flying, aren't they? But Cincinnati not doing too badly themselves.
No, this is a real top game in the Eastern Conference. We just covered a few matches prior, the top game in the Western Conference between the two LA teams. And yeah, going into this one, like both teams got quite a gap down to Columbus Crew of nearly 10 points. Well, Inter Miami has. So they're sitting quite comfortably at the top of the Eastern Conference. So it'll be a very, very interesting game, especially with the Cincinnati team that's just in superb form at the moment.
Yep.
They have had a few blips, but they've won four of their last five. But even if we go further back, and especially on their overall form, they have 11 wins from 13 games in the MLS. So very strong, picking up the wins. But yeah, Inter Miami, on the other hand, they just keep grinding out them wins.
I know, right? And we sometimes think they're going to slip up, and they just keep winning. They did have a slip up about a month and a bit ago, didn't they, when they lost at home. See, when you expected them to win against Atlanta. But since then, they drew that one, then they won those four in a row. And it's all been 2-1 in each game, which is quite amazing. Yeah.
Actually, the last seven wins that Inter Miami has over the last 10 matches has only been with a one-goal margin. And the last five wins have been a 2-1 win. But yeah, they did have those blips against Atlanta, where they lost 3-1 at home and then 3-3 to St. Louis. So they can't concede.
Yeah, and you know, looking at the table, they've actually got a game in hand over Inter Miami. So if they do win this game, they will go top of the Eastern Conference on 48 points, won't they? So it's a great top of the table clash. And you know, being that it's at Cincinnati, we feel now that Inter Miami's run will come to an end. And we actually think it's going to be convincingly so. We think Cincinnati will win 3-0 in this game. That's our prediction. It's a bold one. It's kind of goes with form and the home ground advantage. For a win, you can actually get Cincinnati at 1.8 decimal odds over at Bet365, that one is. And but actually, we think over 2.5 goals could be a good one for this one. Think about all those 2-1s. Obviously, this one we think is going to be 3-0, but you can get that for 1.6 odds, which seems, you know, pretty okay with us. But I'll tell you what, if they do win 3-0, you can pick that up at Bet365 at 15 decimal odds. So yeah, that would be a juicy one if they got it. In fact, let's see how it goes. But a bold prediction perhaps for some, but you know, we're pretty proud of our record of predicting correct scores, and I think we're due one here, so we'll see how it goes, shall we?
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on, we've got CF Montreal, and they are staying in Canada, playing Vancouver Whitecaps.
Yeah.
And this one's on Sunday, 7th of July, 12:30 for us in the UK. Watch it on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365. If you're new to them, you can watch that. Well, Montreal have got one win in their last six in the MLS, whereas Vancouver have got four out of their last six.
Yeah.
So Montreal need something here, don't they?
Yeah, interesting, because they sit above, they sit across the two conferences. Montreal is just outside of the final series playoffs. I know there's quite a few games left in the conference, but there's there's only 4 points between the bottom team and Atlanta. So across eight teams there in the Eastern Conference, Montreal is part of that kind of clutter of teams fighting it out for the playoffs. And in the Western Conference, Vancouver Whitecaps, like you said, they had four wins out of the last six, and they've actually climbed up to fourth. But at the same time, they only have 4 points down to Austin in 10th. So they cannot really afford to. They need to keep building on this little burst of form that they have with their four wins from last six. Because prior to that, they actually hadn't won in their six previous games. So they picked up a little bit again, Vancouver Whitecaps. But it's going to be a really tricky test at Montreal, who will be looking for, should we call it another emphatic home win, because they won 4-2 against Philadelphia Union.
They're starting to come good at home. And they did score a lot of goals, like you said, in that game, which was only five days ago or so. They've had that game this morning, obviously, where they did get beaten away at New York, but we did predict that. We predicted them to lose by two goals for that game, so we're pretty confident in our predictions. We think, actually, a bold one again, and a big win. We think Montreal home ground advantage, and up against, some good rivals here. We think they're going to win again, and we think they're going to win well, don't we?
Yeah, Montreal at home, not lost in five, beat Philadelphia 4-2 last time out. The score goals at home. It's a strong home team, and at the same time, we know that, yes, Vancouver won the last away game, but prior to that, they lost at Portland, they lost at New England Revolution, and we also think that they will lose at Montreal in this game, and we actually think they're going to lose 3-0, so quite convincing home win for Montreal, which is probably also what I'd be looking at, an outcome home win for Montreal here.
Yeah, and tell you what, you can get good odds on a Montreal win, 2.55. So it's pretty high up there, very high for a win. But in terms of the actual tip, we're leaning towards an over 2.5 goals, which you can actually pick up for 1.62 decimal odds. If you did go, I tell you what though, I know it's, like we said, it's a bold prediction, but if you did go for the 3-0 correct score, it's 26. It's huge.
Oof.
Huge odds. might be worth a small bit on that, but I mean, these kind of games are not easy to predict, so maybe stick to the safe over 2.5 goals. Shall we move on to the next game, which is Columbus Crew, and they are taking on hapless Toronto FC. It kicks off Sunday, 7th of July, 12:30 in the morning for us in the UK. Bet365 have it as well. On their live streaming service, and you can watch that. Just use the bonus code FP365 if you are new to them as a new customer. Well, Columbus Crew are doing really well. They've won four out of the last five in the MLS.
Yeah, they've actually won seven out of the last eight, with the only defeat happening at Inter Miami, who we know is a strong team.
Yeah, and only just as well, 2-1.
Yeah, only just. So yeah, Columbus Crew, I would say, of all the teams in the MLS at the moment, together with Cincinnati, is the informed team here. And yeah, actually playing for probably one of the most out of form teams, Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto. I can't remember the last time they actually won a game. They've it's got to be at least over a month. They've lost, and then a draw before that. And this is their last four in their last six.
Yeah.
Not very nice to hear, but you know, this is looking like it's only going to be a one-way prediction already, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, Toronto's got five defeats in a row, and away from home, they've been. They actually conceded more in the last four home games than the last four away games, but they concede a lot. And yeah, that result against Orlando really didn't help them out. We predicted their last two away games at Atlanta. We predicted a 2-1 home win for Atlanta, and it was a 2-1 home win in that game, so they lost. And then at New York Red Bulls, we had Toronto to lose 2-0. They lost 3-0. So away from home, our predictions on Toronto has been pretty solid. But I would say equally so, our predictions for Columbus Crew has actually been very good as well. We've predicted the last four outcomes of the games, like the wins against Nashville, New England, Sporting Kansas, and then the defeat at Inter Miami.
But you know, it was worth mentioning, really highlighting the fact, and this comes into our prediction quite a lot, they're in great goal scoring form. They scored, when they beat New York City away, which is a hard one, they scored three. When they beat Sporting KC at home, they scored four in that 4-0 win. We did pick both of these results. When they played New England Revolution away, this is incredible, 5-1. That was a win. And last time out, 2-0 at home to Nashville. So if they carry on like this, we think, and this is a bit of a theme in this game round prediction for us, we think they might score a few goals, don't we?
Oh, 100%. I mean, Columbus Crew to win this game, we have them winning 3-0, convincing home win, 2-0. Toronto struggling for goals. They've not scored more than one goal in the last five games. So
they're falling apart really this season.
They're falling apart. They're struggling. So, yeah, Columbus Crew 3-0 home win. And I think the outcome, but they might be two big favorites to make the odds attractive, but go for some goals and maybe a cheeky Columbus Crew to win, but know both teams to score.
Yeah.
With a clean sheet.
Yeah. Let's move on. Austin FC. And they are taking on New York City FC. For us, it's at 1:30 in the morning on Sunday, the 7th of July. Again, another one you can stream on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. And we are looking now at, let's firstly look at Austin, shall we? We predicted them to lose away to Kansas City last week, 2-0, and they duly obliged. They lost 2-0, which was fantastic. But they have been struggling, haven't they? I know they had that win, that good 1-0 win away to Minnesota. But before that, they were thrashed by Real Salt Lake, weren't they? 5-1. They lost to the Timbers. They lost to the Rapids. But they need something. New York City FC, who usually very good at home, not so good away, have been doing what they do. We did predict them to beat Montreal by two goals. They did that. We did predict them to beat Orlando. And they did that.
I think with New York City, I mean, last week on the podcast, we really predicted them to have a comeback after those three defeats at home to Orlando. And what a comeback it was. We actually had them to win in a low-scoring game, but they beat Orlando 4-2. And then they followed that up, and we predicted this as well. They followed up with another home win against Montreal. But they don't travel well, and that's the problem for New York City. Well, I say they don't travel well off late. Like, the last two away games resulted in a 1-0 defeat to Nashville and then a 2-0 defeat at LA Galaxy. And actually, if we go back to the beginning of the season, they had a lot of these results as well, where they lost narrowly away from home to Cincinnati, St. Louis, Charlotte, like 1-0 and 2-0. So, yeah, they don't travel too well. And I would say their away wins, if we look at New York City, has come against teams that are fairly out of form. Like, we just talked about Toronto, who they beat. We've spoken about Philadelphia Union and how many goals they've shipped as well, and New England Revolution. So kind of been playing teams at times here where they've picked up away wins against sort of poor informed teams. But Austin, they have picked up a little bit of late. They had that surprise win at Minnesota, but we did predict them to lose at Kansas 2-0, and they lost 2-0 in that game. But yeah, for this one, we do actually have a bit of faith in Austin at home.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do. And New York City FC, they have lost 8 games this season, and we think this is going to be their night. It will be close. Not massive amounts of goals, we don't think, in this one. We think it might just be the goal that decides it. And we've elected to choose Austin to win 1-0. Under 2.5 goals potentially is a good one, and not bad odds for that. You can get that at 2.05 at Bet365 in decimal odds. If you're brave, you wanted to go for a 1-0 score prediction, you get 11 on that in decimal. So,
I think this is a very interesting. Will be very interesting to see. I mean, don't forget that Austin prior to the last home game, it was a 1-1 draw against Los Angeles FC. It's a top team, but apart from that Portland Timbers defeat, they had won the previous 5 home games. So they are a strong home team, Austin. New York City, like we said, struggle away. And yeah, it looks like, it could look like another a narrow home win for Austin.
Yeah, for sure. That's what we think. Let's move on now to Real Salt Lake, who are hosting Atlanta United. Two teams doing pretty well at the minute, but the high-flying Real Salt Lake are doing particularly well. It kicks off on Sunday, the 7th of July, at 2:30 in the morning UK time. And you can live stream it on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. They had a blip, didn't they, against LA Galaxy, where they lost 1-0 away. At home, yeah. Real Salt Lake. But they came good again with the win against Houston Dynamo.
Which we predicted.
Of course we did. And Atlanta, not so good. They lost. They're not so good away, are they? They lost against New England Revolution 2-1, which we also predicted.
Yeah.
But we did predict Atlanta to beat Toronto in the game before that, 2-1, and they won 2-1. So pretty happy with that result as well. How do you see this one panning out?
Yeah, again, Atlanta, like you said, they don't travel well. They had a surprising result. We know that from quite a few weeks back when they beat Inter Miami away from home. That was one of their only away wins this season. They followed it up with a win at DC United. But yeah, then the last two games, they've traveled to some of the weaker teams in the league, in New England Revolution and St. Louis City. And they lost at New England Revolution and they only drew Louis City away. So the Atlanta is kind of probably back to where we remember them from at the beginning of the season, where they had no wins away from home in the first 6 and really struggled to score goals. I mean, apart from that Inter Miami game, typically Atlanta from away from home either can't score or score one goal. I mean, really an average of about 0.5. So they really struggle for goals away. But I think the theme for this game again is Real Salt Lake's form. Like they had that narrow defeat at home to LA Galaxy, but we predicted them to bounce back against Houston Dynamo. And we actually really believe that they're going to continue this good form with a win at home to Atlanta. We're predicting a 3-1 home win, and that's purely because Real Salt Lake just has got goals in them at home. If we take that LA Galaxy game out of the equation, then we're talking about 3-2 at home to Houston Dynamo, then 5-1 win against Austin, 5-3 against Colorado. So their most recent home wins have included quite a few goals.
Yeah, and likewise, if you look at, we're coming to our prediction, Atlanta, even though they are a bit patchy, they got, you know, the last 6, they've drawn 2, 1-2, lost 2, they always score. In every one of those games, they've scored at least a goal. Usually it's a goal, actually. They've scored 1 in the last 4 on the trot. So we think that's going to continue here. So we have gone for the Real Salt Lake win. We think Atlanta will score a goal, but I think they'll be outscored by Real Salt Lake. So we've gone for 3-1 as our correct score prediction. And if you were brave enough to go for the correct score prediction, you can get that for 12 odds in decimal, or 11-1. And likewise, going with our thinking, you can get a Real Salt Lake win for 1.6, but you can also get both teams to score prediction odds of 1.62. And we think maybe the both teams to score would be something that you should look at if you're thinking about placing a bet on that one.
Or maybe a cheeky combination of a home win and both teams to score or over 2.5 goals.
Yeah, we like to mix it up, don't you?
Yeah.
Next. Yeah, we look at Seattle Sounders FC, who take on New England Revolution, 3:30 in the morning for us, Sunday morning, 7th of July. Bet365 have that on their live stream as well. You can watch that one, use the bonus code FP365. This should be a beauty, shouldn't it, this game?
Yeah, I mean, look, when we look at New England Revolution, they've really turned their season around. And yet again, we predicted them to a win in the latest game. They played Atlanta last night and they beat them 2-1. We had them to win 1-0, but they beat them 2-1. We had the outcome of that game. We also predicted that they would not overcome Columbus Crew in the previous home game. They lost 2-1 that one. Oh, sorry, they lost 5-1. We predicted 2-1. So we had over 2.5, both teams to score, but a defeat. But prior to that, yeah, New England's been in pretty good form. But they're up against the Seattle Sounders team here, who really has pulled themselves together at home. And they've got now three wins in a row at home. So, it's going to be a very tricky test for New England in this game. It has to be said, Deuce, three home wins of Seattle Sounders, including their away draw at Houston Dynamo. We've all predicted them. So we predicted Seattle Sounders' last four outcomes. And we've also predicted,
including the draw,
we've also predicted the goals. Last game out, which was a Chicago Fire home win. We had 3-1. It ended 2-1. We had 2-1. Them to beat Dallas 2-1. It ended 3-2. We had a score draw at Houston Dynamo 1-1. It ended 2-2. And then we had the correct score against Minnesota. So, this is kind of two teams where our predictions really fallen into place. We know that New England's probably they picked up, but they might be overperforming a little bit.
Yeah, indeed. We have been surprised by the form of New England Revolution, but that's why I said this should be a cracking game, because both of the teams aren't really high flyers in the league, in their conference. But if you look at their form, it's very, very good indeed. However, the form of Seattle at home is very good, and they seem to always get over the line. It's not always massively convincing over the line. I think they usually the one or two maximum they've been winning by. But New England also, apart from that big loss they had against Columbus Crew, and that was actually at home, we think they're going to come unstuck at some point. And Seattle, we think, are the better team at home in this particular game. And we think they'll win by a couple, don't we?
Yeah, we think Seattle is going to take this 1-3-1, a high-scoring home win for Seattle. We know that New England, like we saw them at home to Columbus Crew, they do ship goals. They've actually not had a clean sheet in the last four games, so they do ship goals. Yeah, Seattle, very good form, and we do think that they will take this one. So a 3-1 home win for Seattle.
Yeah, and regarding the tip, if you look at those last, we like to look at the last six here. footballpredictions.net. And if you look at the last six for Seattle, they've scored in every game. And if you look at the last six for the Revolution, they've scored in every game. So we like the look of both teams to score in this.
Yeah.
Odds on that at Bet365 is 1.67. And that's pretty good odds, actually, compared to the other bookies I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
And so that looks like it could be a good bet if you are looking for that. But if you do go for the 3-1 win, you could get a 12. Either the win or the both teams to score for that one. Anyway, moving on, we've got Houston Dynamo. You take on LAFC. And that one's at 1:30, Monday, the 8th of July for us in the UK. Watch it on Bet365. You can live stream it. It's the bonus code FP365. This is the one to use if you are new to them. And, Houston Dynamo had been going along pretty well until they came unstuck against Real Salt Lake. We did predict them to get beaten in that game, and they did. Whereas LAFC are really doing well. We predicted them to win 3-0 last time out against Colorado Rapids. The score was 3-0. So, yeah, we pulled out a nice one out of the bag on that one. LAFC probably look like they continue on their merry way, don't you think?
Yeah, we obviously just predicted the derby against Galaxy where we think they were going to have a narrow win. They go to Houston Dynamo. Yeah, they lost. Who lost last time out and will really struggle against Los Angeles FC. Los Angeles FC just in really good form at the moment. And they scored 9 in the last 2. Well, 10 in the last 3, you could say as well. Overall, they have eight wins from 9 pending that game tonight against LA Galaxy. But it could be 9 from 10. And they will travel to Houston Dynamo, hopefully full of confidence. We don't think it's going to be as a clear win for Los Angeles as it has been in the home games against Colorado and San Jose Earthquakes, because at the end of the day, when Los Angeles do play away from home, they tend to have more narrow wins. And actually, at the beginning of the season, they were struggling a bit away from home. They had 4 defeats from 5, but in the last 4 away games, they picked up 3 wins from 4 with a draw at Austin in the latest one. But like we said before, we think they're actually going to beat LA Galaxy, but we also think that they're going to travel then to Houston Dynamo and beat them.
Yeah, we do. And if you take a look at what we predicted, it goes along with what you're saying. We think it'll be tight, 1-0. We think they'll just sneak it. Of course, Houston Dynamo are at home, so... And they've got a good record at home. Having won against Charlotte 1-0, they won there, didn't they? They did scrape a 2-2 draw, which we did predict a draw in that game when they played the Sounders. But we think that LAFC will just be too good for them. Obviously, they are currently top of the conference, the Western Conference, and they've got a points per game average of 2, so which is the best in the whole of the Western Conference. So we do think they can get over the line. If it's tight, which we think it will be, you can get odds of 2.05 decimal for an under 2.5 goals.
Yeah.
We're hoping that's going to happen. And if you did go for the LAFC win, 2.38 for that one. So pretty good for them winning, considering how many points they've picked up this season as well, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 1-0 away win for that one. Sporting KC travel to FC Dallas on Monday, the 8th of July, 1:30 in the morning for us. Again, one you can stream on Bet365 using the bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. Sporting KC, we had another good result for them on Sunday. They had a home game against Austin. We predicted them to win 2-0. They won 2-0. That wasn't bad, was it?
Nope, that was spot on. And actually, the game prior to that, we said they were going to lose a Columbus Crew 2-0, and they lost that one 4-0. But yeah, against FC Dallas, who has lost their last 2 games, they do have a pending game tonight. But yeah, Sporting KC, the unpredictable, it's either winning or losing, predominantly losing of late.
Yeah,
but yeah, they have picked up a few wins at home. So 2 home wins from the last 3, and the one in between was a 4-3 home defeat to Real Salt Lake. So if we look at Sporting KC at home, they probably should have picked up more points than it shows, because they've actually scored quite a few goals at home. They've not had one single game this season where they have not scored at home, and the average actually is very close to is very close to 2 goals. Well, in fact, it is 2 goals on average at home, so they can definitely score goals at home. And yeah, they're playing Dallas, who is coming in with 2 defeats in a row. They do have that pending game, and we actually think they're gonna win their home game, right? But then they're gonna travel to Kansas, and we actually think they're gonna really struggle in that game.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Western Conference, Dallas and Sporting KC are 12th and 13th, respectively. they're not having great seasons. Neither of them are. But in terms of who's going to win this game, we actually think it's going to be the home team.
Yeah.
But it's a difficult one to predict. I'm not sure if I'd want to particularly go near this one myself. But we think they'll actually pick up where they left off in the last game, which was a good 2-0 win. And that's against Austin, don't forget. So yeah, we think they can carry that on, that over here, and do it again at home again. They are better at home. They've won 2 out of the last 3 at home. I mean, and the one they lost actually was against Real Salt Lake, 3-4. So yeah, they scored 3 goals against them. They scored 2 goals against Austin. They scored 2 against the Sounders recently in that 2-1 win on the 9th of June. So we think they're going to score a few here. And we don't think that, we think Dallas, who at home couldn't even score last time on Sunday, they lost 1-0 to Cincinnati.
Yeah. So, and also a Dallas team that doesn't travel well. They've not picked up a win yet in their 10 away matches. They got 3 draws and 7 defeats. And that's obviously playing into this prediction as well, where we think Sporting KC is going to win 3-0. So, yeah, the form might not say it, but we actually going with a Sporting KC home win, just like we predicted them last week to beat Austin 2-0. We think there's another win in the waiting for Kansas City here.
Yeah, and I tell you what, if you did go for the correct score on this, massive odds, 17 you could get for a 3-0 in decimal at Bet365, that is. But realistically, if you're going for the Sporting KC win, 1.91, and probably even more realistically, over 2.5 goals, which is our tip, at 1.5 odds, if you kind of probably want to play it a bit safer. Yeah, anyway, shall we move on to the next match of our schedule? We've got a few left. San Jose Earthquakes are hosting Chicago Fire. It's on Monday, 8th of July, at 1:30 in the morning for us here in the UK. And Bet365 are streaming this one as well. Use the bonus code FP365 if you use them and you want to watch that subscription free. San Jose Earthquakes are really struggling. We've seen them ship a lot of goals and not score many goals. They need to do something, don't they?
They really do. And could it be against Chicago Fire, who is not a great away side? Like, they had a 4-1 win at Toronto, which I think shocked most people. But yeah, away from home, they've not picked up any other win apart from that one. And they lost their last 2 away games, 4-2 at Orlando, 2-1 at Seattle. And yeah, San Jose Earthquakes, they have to pick up at some point, because right now their form is really not that great. We have predicted obviously we said they were going to lose at St. Louis. They lost 2-1. But yeah, we have kind of been heading in a little bit in their direction. We thought they were going to beat Portland Timbers, lost 2-1. But yeah, it's gonna be a tough one for them against Chicago Fire. But yeah, we do actually think that their season might turn around here.
Yeah, I mean, and if you look at the two tables, they're both cellar dwellers. These two teams, they're not great teams. But like you said before, San Jose at home have got some pretty good form, and we think that they're actually going to be able to get one over Chicago in this one. In fact, more than one over. We think we're going to get a few goals. We've predicted a 3-0 win for them, which might come as a surprise. But sometimes our predictions do come as a surprise, but quite often they're good surprises in the end. We believe that the Earthquakes will have a comprehensive 3-0 win. Odds on that one, you get about 19, which would be huge. But in terms of just getting the win, it's 2.05. Bet365 got the odds on that one. And should you go for an over 2.5 goals, it's probably the safest bet, I would have thought, in this game. Two very open defenses. 1.6 is what you can get for that. So yeah, make of that what you will. But it should be, it's going to, if they do get that win, it'll be very much needed for the Earthquakes. Moving on to Colorado Rapids, who host St. Louis City, 8th of July, 2:30 in the morning for us in the UK on Monday, 8th of July. Another one you can get on the live stream, Bet365, bonus code FP365 if you want to use that. And if you're new to them, should be a really good game, this one. You've got Colorado Rapids last time out. I think we mentioned they played LAFC away. We predicted a 3-0 loss for them, and they lost 3-0 exactly, which was fantastic. And also, looking at St. Louis City, we did predict them in the last game to beat San Jose Earthquakes. We predicted 2-1. They ended up winning 2-0. But they needed that win, didn't they, St. Louis City?
Yeah, they really did. But like you said, with our predictions on these two teams of late has actually been very spot on, both in terms of outcome and goals. And yeah, the last time Colorado was out, they lost 3-0 at LA, and we all Los Angeles FC, and we predicted that correct score. But yeah, and in this game, Colorado, who has been in better form of the two sides playing St. Louis at home, going on the score lines of Colorado here, the 2-0 home win against Austin, 3-0 at St. Louis. So they've just beaten St. Louis 3-0 away from home. And I think that's probably worth noticing, because going into this game and considering Colorado's home form as well, we think that Colorado is gonna beat St. Louis in this one.
We do. And we think it will be fairly close. But again, given the home advantage, and they have performed well at home, beat Montreal 4-1 in the last home game, Colorado, and beat Austin 2-0. So, and by the way, in the middle of those was the really good away win against St. Louis City, 3-0. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the opposite fixture, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing well. So, yeah, like you mentioned. So, this comes off not far off that. I know sometimes you get these kind of freakish things where then St. Louis City would come back and win, but we don't think that'll happen here. We think they might fight. Yeah, I think they probably will score, because they have got a fairly good goal scoring record, haven't they, St. Louis City? Of late, anyway, scored 2 in the last game, 3 in the one before, 1 the one before that.
I mean, if you look at their away record, but the thing is with St. Louis, when they play away from home, they've not picked up a win yet. So they're actually terrible away from home. They have picked up 5 draws, and actually some high scoring draws. So away from home, St. Louis has only got 2 out of 9 where they've not scored a goal. So it's gonna be a tight game. Although they haven't picked up wins, they do pick up goals, and hence why we also think that they're gonna grab a goal at Colorado. But at the same time, Colorado, we're talking less than 14 days ago, they beat them 3-0 away, and we actually think that Colorado is gonna go on and beat St. Louis again, not by 3-0, but this time 2-1.
Yeah, so we've gone for a 2-1, and our tip for that one is actually both teams to score. Which is the lowest odds of our predictions that we have, but 1.57 for both teams to score on that one. So the bookies obviously think that's probably likely as well. If you did go for the Rapids win, 1.7. So slightly better odds for the win, actually, than the both teams to score. But we're thinking the both teams to score is likely. And if you did go for the 2-1 win, odds on that are 8.5 at Bet365. So yeah, see how you go with that one. Next up, we've got Portland Timbers, who take on Nashville, and it's on at 3:30 in the morning on Monday, the 8th of July for us, obviously Sunday in the US. Bet365 have that one on live stream. Use the bonus code FP365 if you are new to them. Otherwise, you can just watch it subscription free. And Timbers, really good form. They've won 3 in a row now, and they had they've not lost since May or before that.
They obviously do have that game at Dallas that we believe they will lose. They're in very good form, especially looking at their home form, where they've been winning 4 out of the last 5, considering the only one out of their first 5. So they picked up at home, and they can score goals. I mean, their home home scoring record is really, really good. They've not had one game this season where they've not scored at home. And if we look at sort of where they really, since that defeat at home to Seattle Sounders, and from when they then started to really pick up at home, they've almost scored nearly two and a half, three goals on average. So looking really good at home. But Nashville, we predicted them to lose at Columbus Crew. They lost at Columbus Crew midweek. And they kind of been, I mean, three defeats from the last six. Their form doesn't look too great.
No, it doesn't. And we're leaning towards a home win again here. Portland should edge this one. Like you mentioned, they do score goals, but they also concede goals, don't they? So, yeah, the goal differences of these teams are fairly close to zero, aren't they? So you need to sort of consider that when you're thinking about the result. And we've gone for something that resembles that, which is a 2-1 win, home win to Portland, which, by the way, you can get at odds of 9 in decimal if you were to go for a correct score. But we think both teams to score is actually a fairly safe one here. And that's our tip. And that's available at 1.57 on over at Bet365. Let's see how that one goes. And fingers crossed we get another correct score as well. But next up, we have LA Galaxy, who take on Minnesota United. You couldn't really get two contrasting forms in this one. Kickoff is for us in the UK. It's at 3:30 in the morning on Monday, 8th of July. Stream it on Bet365. If you're new to them, use the bonus code FP365. And was it 4 in a row now for the Galaxy? Wins?
Yes, four wins in a row. We do think that they will obviously lose the derby at home to Los Angeles FC, which means they would want to bounce back in this game. And it looks like the perfect opportunity against the Minnesota team here, who said, really terrible, terrible form. They lost the last 5 games in a row. And that's some sequence for a team that prior to that, those 5 defeats, had only lost 1 out of the last 9. So, previous 9.
Four before, weren't they?
Yeah, they were in very good form. But something happened. Has just happened at Minnesota, and especially away from home, 4 defeats in a row, shipping quite a few goals, 3-2 defeat at Portland. We predicted that defeat, by the way. A 5-3 defeat at Dallas, a 2-0 defeat at Seattle Sounders, where we also predicted a 2-0 defeat to Minnesota, so we had the correct score on that one. And then lost a 2-0 at Los Angeles FC, who we know is of a very similar strength to LA Galaxy. I don't think I'm not going to say there's not too much to talk about in this game, but I think really the form of these teams is really telling. Minnesota going to LA Galaxy. LA Galaxy, who is in they are in good form. Prior to the game, even against Los Angeles FC, they won 6 of the last 7, and their home form is also very good.
There's no way, is there, that Minnesota are going to be able to hold out LA Galaxy for 90 minutes. In fact, just looking at their stats, an interesting one is that Minnesota have only kept a clean sheet in 10% of their games all season till today. So they're going to concede. We think they'll concede a few. If you also look at their record, they do score goals as well. Let's have a quick look at the previous results before today. Today, this morning, they actually scored. They lost against Vancouver. But they did score one goal. They lost against Portland. We predicted they'd score in that game and lose, and they did. They scored 2 goals in that game. Okay, they didn't score against Austin, which was a bit of a freak, but we did predict a low-scoring game in that one. They scored 3 against Dallas, and then they scored 1 against Dallas in the reverse fixture a couple of weeks before that. But what I'm getting at is they're probably likely to score in this game, but we think they'll definitely get beaten. And that's why we've gone for a correct score of 3-1, which, if you did elect for that, is quite okay odds. It's 12 at Bet365, but the most likely result, we think, is an LA Galaxy win. at 1.75. And actually, you know, that's actually better. Would you believe that's better odds than the both teams to score prediction, which is what is our tip at 1.44. But I'd be more tempted to put it on the LA Galaxy win, to be honest.
Yeah, I think that looks like a or sounds like a good prediction for this game in particular. Yeah. So
3-1 to the Galaxy. And yep. Again, if you are watching these games on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules do apply, i.e. if you're in the US, you can't watch these, but if you're outside, you can. Plus be gamble aware. Use the bonus code FP365, by the way, if you're a new customer.
Yeah, and in the description section of this podcast, you'll find links to all the matches we've just been discussing, or you can just go directly to footballpredictions.net, and on there you'll find online places to see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our predictions for different betting markets, plus the latest offers and odds.
In case you didn't know, we do produce these football podcasts for quite a few competitions as well as the MLS, and you can listen to them all on podcast.footballpredictions.net. And you know, sign up and get the alerts on that one. And if you like what you're hearing, please give us a thumbs up or a like or a little heart. Sometimes it's a bit difficult to find how to do that on these podcasts. But if you use Podbean, it's fairly easy. Just use the app and give us a like. We do appreciate it because it gives us motivation to keep doing these podcasts. So, yeah, find it where you get your podcasts or down at podcast.footballpredictions.net. Thanks all. For joining us, and that's it for today. Until the next one, it's
goodbye.
Bye now.